I'm Bella Benson. Welcome to Too Tired to Be Crazy on every Thursday, the best podcast when it comes to dating and relationship advice. And today I have a special guest. It's my friend Natalia. Oh, what's your last name?
It's Berilich, but no one can ever pronounce it, so I just go by Natalia.
Yes. So Natalia and I have been friends for a year? Two years,
yeah.
Natalia and I have been friends for around 2 years. She's the best. And the funny story is we actually met on a dating app.
Which is what? It's also a friend app too.
Yeah, it's called Raya. It's for people in your industry, but you can also just be looking for friends. And that's what happened with Natalia. But when we matched on the app, I was like, oh, this girl's so pretty. Like, I love having beautiful friends. And then when she made plans to hang out with me, I was kind of nervous in my head because I was like, am I ready for this? Like, what if she wants more? And I'm like, okay, should I consider it? Like, I don't know. And I was
more?
Like, and I was just like, I didn't know what I was getting myself into when I met you, but I was like open to it.
Oh.
Well, I was like, you know.
Wow.
YOLO.
Do you play on both teams?
I mean, technically not really, but I'm not opposed to it.
Right. You're open.
Yeah, I'm very open. Like, if I love someone, I love them. I don't really care what their private parts are.
Right.
So I was open to it. But then when we met up, you were with your friend. I brought my friend. And then you were like, oh, so my boyfriend. I was like, oh, my God, thank God I don't have to eat her out. Like, thank God she has a boyfriend. Like, I was not actually prepared for this, like, mentally, physically, emotionally.
You were nervous.
I was so nervous. So I was like, so relieved when you said you had a boyfriend.
But now into the friendship, you've seen my...
Yeah, you have a great vagina.
It's beautiful. I'm very proud of it.
You know, like, that's how you know you have a, like, good friendship means you've seen each other naked.
Of course.
Like, we've gone to that point because
we've seen it all, and you have great tits.
God bless. Thank you. I do.
No. Some of the most beautiful tits I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Say it again.
Some of the most beautiful tits I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and we've gone to New York now together. Like at one point, we wanted to move there together. But okay, let's start about why we're doing this episode. So today I brought Natalia in because she's dating a very, very, very famous Latina star.
He's Latin.
Latin. Latina.
He's
sorry.
Not Latina.
Ooh, I'm foreign. He's literally right now the hottest Latin pop. Is he a pop star? Like,
he's a Latin pop.
Yeah, he goes by Maluma, and that's Natalia's boyfriend. So he's literally like, every girl wants him. I'm not even kidding. I mean, girls just die for him. He's literally the Justin Bieber of the Latin world. And I'm not exaggerating.
Of the world now, because he's so international now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't even realize that. I've listened to some of his songs. I just never looked at the name, but like... Shantaje. With Shakira. It's with Maluma. So a lot of his songs, like, I've already listened to. I mean, even when I brought my friend, who's a famous actor, to me, Natalia, she freaked out when she found out who Natalia's boyfriend is because she couldn't believe, like, Natalia's dating Maluma. So today I brought Natalia in so she can kind of tell me tell us what it's like to date someone that's so big, what it's like to be in the public eye, how you get through fans and rumors, and, like, how do you survive dating someone that's so huge in the public eye, and just, you know, to show us that she's just like us but richer.
Oh my God, so, you always crack me up.
Thanks. All right, so, and she's actually, like, she's been traveling for like months now, so she was kind enough to come to fly back here for like a day.
You always text me, are you in town? I always come for 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
And then off again.
Yeah, so she was nice enough to come here today to record before she's off again. But I want to start off with kind of getting an idea of what it's like a day in the life of Natalia.
Well, it's crazy because I model, I do music, I DJ and sing, and I just got back into acting. I got a part on The Young and the Restless.
I saw, yeah.
Yeah, where I actually play myself. And I just did this new comedy series where they actually wrote the role around me again. It's called Natalia Sports Show. And it's so freaking hilarious. It's going to be out in a month. So I used to do acting when I first moved to LA 10 years ago. And then I stopped because I modeled a lot. But I just started getting back into it again. And I'm doing really well with it. So every day is different. I'm either in the music studio recording music, DJing with my partner Esther, who you know, the violinist, on set shooting, or modeling. I'm shooting the next guest campaign coming up, which is going to be really exciting for their swim and lingerie.
How long have you been with guests?
For 4 or 5 years. It's been a long time now. But yeah, every day is different. And then I have my relationship as well, obviously. And I see my boyfriend every 2 weeks. So I balance right now my life as an entertainer and my relationship life. And I try to work also when I'm with him as well, so I don't fall behind. So it's a big balance right now.
Well, first of all, that's amazing. You are doing so much, and it's cool to kind of know that you're not just sitting at home waiting for your boyfriend to text you or revolving your life around him. That's one thing I really like about you, especially I remember every time we go to New York, sometimes you get so busy, he can get annoyed. But I think that's what almost consistently makes him want you, knowing that you have your own life versus just being his fan.
Yeah, of course.
Although, of course, you're his fan as well because you're
I'm his number one fan. Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you should be your partner's number one fan.
Right, right.
Okay, so, like, let's talk about, you know, when you're dating one of the hottest, most wanted men in the music industry right now.
Right.
Like, what's it like? How did you two meet? And, like, was it love at first sight? Or, I mean, I already know the story, but let's tell our viewers.
Well, actually, a lot of people don't know this part of the story. We actually met on Instagram 3 years ago. So it's a funny story. We met on Instagram. I uploaded this photo and it got his attention. Mm-hmm. And there was some DM action going on. And we talked on Instagram for 1 year before we met in person. We met in person because, like, 1 year later, he happened to be coming to LA, and my DJ partner, Esther, knew his manager, and we got invited to the concert, and I was there, and it was kind of like, oh my God, you're Natalia from Instagram, you know? And it was the first time we ever saw each other. And then coincidentally, they were casting for his music video, which was shooting a few days after that. And the director had, like, he didn't know that we, like, kind of knew each other. And he saw me on Instagram, the director, and was like, this girl would be great for the video. And then presented me to him. And then he was like, of course. And then I ended up being booked for the video. So that was, like, our first, you know, encounter together. And when I first met him, of course, I thought he was, like, so hot and so talented and this cool guy. But I thought, oh, gosh, you know, this is probably not going to be anything serious, if anything, just like a one-time thing, if that. But I didn't hook up with him at first. No, I was like, at first I thought it was kind of funny. But then we developed this friendship. We stayed in touch after the video, and I just enjoyed talking to him. He invited me to Mexico. I wasn't going to go. Because I was like, I'm working so much right now. I don't have time to just go, you know, with some guy who I'll probably hook up with and then never see again. And then I go to Mexico, babe, and we have this, like, insane, passionate week together.
Well, he's Latina, so I'm sure he's, like, spiciest.
Latin, not Latina.
But he's Latin. You know what? Because I'm friends with Layla, and she says Latino so much. It's, like, stuck
because
in my
head.
Because
she's a Latina.
Yeah.
But he's Latin.
Latin, sorry.
So, anyways, we had this, like, intense little fling, and then that developed into a relationship.
Did you bang in Mexico?
Well, that was the first time, but, like, he waited a while for it.
How long were you guys friends after the videotaping and before you went to Mexico?
Maybe it was, like, a month or two. I don't remember. We stayed in touch. We would text and, you know, speak on the phone. But, like I said, I didn't think anything of it. I just went on with my life. And it was when we saw each other and we had our first, like, you know, real time together that we realized, oh, there's something here. And then that developed into this relationship. Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious. Dating someone that's in the public eye or so huge right now, do you feel like you constantly have to be so, like, extra groomed and pretty all the time because of who you're dating or just in case of a paparazzi catches you?
Okay. So there's always paparazzi, no matter what. There's always people with their cell phones out. I feel like I'm in Gossip Girl 24/7 because whenever, even when I'm alone in LA, in Beverly Hills, there's paparazzi. The people come up to me. Oh, hey, Natalia. How are you? Where's your boyfriend? You know,
yeah,
it's like there's people around every corner and
literally never happens to me.
No, but yes, I do. Because whenever we're traveling and say I roll out of bed to catch a flight with him and I don't look that great and then I see the paparazzi photos, I'm like, ah, shit.
So you do feel like pressure to always look good because of that?
Well, of course. Of course, because then if I look bad and then, like, you know, the photos get posted around, people are like, oh, she looks tired, or, oh, like, of course I'm tired. I just woke up.
Okay, so, like, aside from you feeling pressure to look good because of the pictures, you also feel pressure to constantly look good because of who you're dating.
Yes, of course.
Wow, that must be a lot.
It's a,
or you've gotten used to it.
Girl, it's a lot of pressure.
Well, you're very, like, girly. I feel like it's, like, your thing.
But here's it. Exactly. Like, I'm very glamorous. I love to do my hair. I love to dress up. Like, you told me dress casual. I was like, girl, I'm wearing a sundress today.
Yeah, like, I just worked out. I changed in my car and put mascara on. But I'm just, like, so beautiful on the inside. I just feel like it doesn't matter what I look like on the outside.
No, but I definitely do feel the pressure. But I always, no matter what, love getting dressed up and love being a girl. I love being feminine. So
what are some positives and negatives you feel like it is when you're dating someone in the public eye? Start with positives.
Positives of dating someone in the public eye.
All right. So nothing. Cool.
No, I just, like, sometimes when I'm doing, like, an interview, my brain, like, freezes, and then that's what happened, right?
Where's Julieta?
Juli, she's probably under
one. Oh, it's fine. Let her chill. Her dog's here.
I have to bring her because we just moved.
Her dog shit on the carpet here.
Excuse me, it's because she was nervous.
Dog shit on the floor.
It was because she was nervous.
Right before we started filming.
No, let me say one thing.
And glamorous Natalia cleaned it up.
Let me say one thing. You said to me, she's gonna shit in here. She looked right at you and heard what you said. And I said, Violet, you put it out in the universe. She's a smart dog. She's gonna do it just for you now. And that's what she did. That's what happened.
Okay, I'm gonna put it out in the universe that I want to date Jake Gyllenhaal. So let's see what happens.
Well, if you really believe it, you will.
I feel like I don't believe it.
When I first saw my boyfriend 3 years ago in a music video, I was with my best friend at the time, and I said, this guy's going to be my boyfriend.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, and then he is.
I feel like I say that about, like, every guy I date, though. It's just like, every guy, I was like, oh, that guy's the one. The guy looks at me, and I was like, he's going to be my boyfriend. Never mind. Okay, next one. That one's going to be my boyfriend. And then you're always like, I just knew. When I met him, like, I just knew. Even though, like, I knew it about every guy.
You're so funny.
So, okay. So, I guess some positives would be getting recognized. It can also, like, help with some opportunities, even though you are known for yourself, but I think a lot of times when you're a power couple, it kind of does help in life in general. Private jets, a lot of vacations.
I don't really care about the private jets and all that stuff. No, to be honest, I don't. Like, I've always, like...
Okay, so next time he's like, baby, let's go to, like, you know, Hawaii. You'll be like, okay, babe, I'm not going to take the private jet. I'm just going to fly coach and I'll see you there, because it's just like, I don't care about that stuff. I'm humble.
No. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to have that lifestyle. But listen to this. Like, we're flying private jets and staying in nice hotels. However, when we're in Colombia, he likes hanging at the farm. And the farm is not glamorous at all. It's literally a farm and this, like, tiny little house. And it's very simple and very old. And I always say to him, I'm like, you love this. Like, we just hang out here with our mini horses and all his horses and the lambs. And, like, there's so many animals, babe. And it's so different. It's, like, dirty and grungy, and it's just such a contrast. So we do both.
Maluma, you know? He's Colombian. And one thing about him, he has, like, a really great work ethic, and he's very humble. So that's why when he goes to Colombia, he just wants to be back in his roots.
Exactly.
Wait, really quick. Tell me, like, a little bit about him, some things people don't know.
He has a beautiful, beautiful family who I'm very, very close to. Like, his mom is literally, I love her, like, my second mother, which is so crazy too, because she only speaks Spanish and I'm not fluent in Spanish, but I have a teacher and I'm practicing every day. So it's funny, but we have this, like, crazy connection through love, you know. Aww. She's so, so special. He has a beautiful father as well. And he has this gorgeous, gorgeous sister. And actually, that's how he got his artist name. Maluma is the first two letters of each of their names.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, people are starting to know this, but he probably from his documentary, which just came out. But he's an extreme, like, family man. He loves his family. He loves spending time with them and his animals. And he's just, like, a great human being.
And he's a hard worker.
Such a hard worker. It's crazy. Like, I opened up for his, because I DJ, I opened his European tour last year. And It's so crazy with the schedule we had, how much he was working on top of the shows. We'd be in Paris. He'd go to sound check, show. And then as soon as he'd be done, he'd go record a song in the studio all night long and then sleep for like 2 hours and then catch a flight and go to the next place. And then whenever we would take the tour bus through Europe, he'd be recording on the tour bus with his composer and writer. And he doesn't stop. He's obsessed with his work. And that's why he's so successful right now.
And he's really good with his money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very smart. He knows how to invest and he's a little businessman as well.
Yeah.
He does it all.
Did he come from, was his family well off or was it?
No. They struggled. And there was a time where he was selling sandwiches at school just to bring money home for his mom. So he's definitely built himself from the ground up. Which I can relate to as well because I come from a middle class family and I moved to LA and did the whole modeling acting thing and I've done very well in that as well.
Yeah, you always, I feel like, take good care of your brother.
Oh. I would know. I definitely take care of my family.
Yeah, you do. But I mean, I that's good. Like, I can relate to it too. I also didn't come from a wealthy family and I would die for my family and I would do anything for them.
Yeah.
So I get that. Okay, what are some negatives of dating someone in the public eye?
Oh.
We all know where you're gonna go, so just go there.
There's a lot of rumors, a lot of crazy fans and crazy, crazy girls that make up things. Try to put him in a situation and photograph it and literally just the craziest things you can ever imagine. People are very jealous of the relationship. And of course, every girl wants him. So they try to do whatever they can to destroy that. But it's really great because our love is so strong and only him and I, it's our business. It's nobody else's. So having that's all we need, you know, like any outside factor can't destroy what's so strong in what we've built these past over 2 years.
I feel like you have to be a very strong person though to be able to handle that. Do you think you, in the beginning of the relationship, it was harder for you versus now? Like, do you think you had to adjust yourself?
Well, definitely. When I first got in the relationship, and especially like half of his fans are very supportive of the relationship and the other half like are like, die. You know, like literally I would get like death threats. Some girl followed me to my house one time, babe, literally like the creepiest things you could ever imagine. Getting messages saying, I know where you live, sending me my address, getting text messages, babe, from someone finding my phone number and just like scary, scary shit, you know, like don't sleep tonight. I know where you live, sending my address, like, whoa, crazy. But, you know, I get past all of that.
How did you first deal with all the hate?
I was very sad at first. It was a lot to deal with. It's not normal. This relationship is not normal, but I love it with all my heart. That's why we're together. And but people don't understand like the crazy negativity in the world and how women, a lot of his fan base is women, and how they try to attack another woman. It's so dark.
I think it's also because when someone's hating on you, they're having a bad day or whatever, and they're just like, I'm just one person, but they don't realize that they're not the only person that's doing that. So then you can get like even maybe minimal 30 hate DMs or hate texts or emails.
I literally used to get, babe, 200 a day. But then I started blocking accounts and, excuse me, and not reading as much as I used to. And now, doesn't faze me.
Okay, so we dealt with the hate, but then how do you deal with girls throwing themselves at him? Like thirsty, I don't want to say thirsty hoes, but that's what you call them.
No, but there are thirsty hoes.
Like, do you have a crazy story, one or two crazy stories? You're just like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God, yes, I have a funny, funny, funny story.
Go.
So there's a lot of thirst, girl, and there's a lot of disrespect. There was,
offer them some water.
You're parched. I'll pour it on you. There was one time we were at this party in Italy, in Milan maybe, and this like famous model comes up to us. We're at a table and This girl's in a relationship as well with a famous actor. I don't want to say her name. I'm not going to throw her under the bus like that.
I already know this story. Go on.
And she literally, it's like she did a strip tease for us or something. She comes up to us, like, does this little dance. This girl's a Victoria's Secret model, okay? Takes off her jacket slowly, looks him in the eye, bends down. I thought I was watching a movie or a porn or something. And she goes, can I put my jacket here? She takes off her jacket, puts it here, but we're both kind of like, damn. Like, I mean, she was hot. But at the same time, I thought, you're fucking disrespectful. So I was like, you're so hot, but what are you doing, dude? Like, I wanted to punch her, but also I was kind of mesmerized too. But no, I was in the moment, I was like, fuck. So she takes off her jacket. She's like, can I put this here? And then she like starts doing this little like sexy striptease kind of dance, like trying to get his attention. And I was just like, what is this bitch doing? Like whispering in his ear and shit. And then that's when I like took his hand and I start kissing him. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck?
You said that?
No. I didn't say that. I would never say that. I'm not.
You keep very calm around things like that.
Because I'm not the type to be like, yo, what are you? You know, that's not me. I do not have the energy to go and exert that on some hoe, you know? I'm just going to let you do your thing and show you that I'm the queen in this situation.
Plus, I think like that's how you, that whatever girl is trying to seduce your man in front of you, like A, she doesn't owe you anything. It's like your man is the one that's supposed to respect you. But B, that person kind of wins if you react. So it's better to just like stay calm.
Of course.
And you deal with your man afterwards in private.
You don't win anything. No, but my man's not doing anything. He's just a man.
No, I know. But even if he did, like I wouldn't like slap him in front of people. I'd just be like, hey, can I talk to you for a second, babe?
No, of course.
And then I slap him in front
of people. Of course. But this was funny. Like, I still remember this situation vividly in my head. It was like a scene out of a movie.
Wait, what about that story when you guys first started to date? Wait, was that you and you were in a party and some girl was hitting on him or something or was all over him? And you were like, F this. So you decided to like leave or you did your own thing and then you left. And then he was so upset that you weren't there. Because...
Yes.
Tell me that story.
That was when we first started dating. Yeah.
And by the way, guys, listen to this story because this is not just about a famous guy. It's just a guy in general, what you need to do when you first start to date them, because men will test you mm-hmm. to see how far they can take it with you and what you're okay with. So Natalia, go ahead.
No, of course. It was when we were first started dating and we were at this party and we came together because we were talking. but we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend at the time. But still, there was another girl who was extremely aggressive who like pulled him away to like another part of the party. And I was just like, what the hell? Am I going to go have like chasing after this guy? Fuck that. So I noticed the girl had pulled him away for some time and I just left. I was like, I'm not going to stick around and just be here while who knows what's happening. So I leave and they text me right away and he's like, why did you leave? Where are you? And I said to him, I was like, I'm not gonna stay if you're giving energy attention to that other girl. Like, go hang with that girl. I'm not gonna just chill and be like, that's fine. You know?
Yeah.
So then I left. He was calling me nonstop. I didn't answer. I let him wait for like two days, I think. And then finally I was like, yo, if we're talking, don't do that. Like, but it wasn't like his fault. This girl was so aggressive.
Still, I mean, it takes two people to
tango. No, of course.
And it was the beginning of a relationship. But what I like about the story is that you set the boundaries and you kind of set where you're at from the beginning. So it kind of told him. And like I've said it before on my another episode, that the best way to teach a man a lesson is not with more words, but with silence.
Of course.
So you kind of not picking up his phone, waiting 2 days. I kind of told him, oh, shit, this is what's going to happen if I'm going to disrespect her.
Of course.
Because you have to train people, like your partners, woman and man, like your partner in general, you have to kind of train them what you want, what you don't like.
Of course. And it's funny because still to this day, he brings up that story.
Oh.
He's like, remember that time you got so mad at me? I wasn't doing anything. But then he had told his friend, like, Natalia was so mad at me that day. And I was like, what did I do? So it like really stuck in his head. And you're right.
Good.
So my work there was done.
What's another crazy story with a quote unquote thirsty fan? Like them, I mean, I know some other stories, but I'm wondering, is there any stories I don't know? Like someone crazy DMing you, they're trying to find him, or like, what about like starting rumors?
No. There's crazy things. I get a lot of messages from girls asking for threesomes. They'll be like,
sorry about that.
I think, no, it's just funny. It's like they want him, but they also want me too. And I'm like,
well, they're like, A, you're really hot, but also like, they're like, if that's the only way.
And I also get girls asking me, hey, can you introduce me to him? Just straight up. Julieta, it's okay.
Such a cute dog.
She really is.
No, I do love Julieta. Like I told you.
He gave me her.
All right.
That was my Christmas gift. Like 2 years ago, two Christmases ago. Because I always said I wanted a dog, and aww, he loves animals. And then on Christmas morning, he was like, close your eyes. And then like gave me a mini crate, and it had her in it. And I was like dying because she was so tiny. Aww. She was like the size of both my hands.
Aww.
And
she's still so tiny. What's your nationality, by the way?
I'm Cuban, half Cuban, and then Croatian, German, and Swiss.
So hot.
Why, thank you. What's your nationality?
I'm Russian Israeli.
I love it.
Привет,
коктейла.
Хорошо, как
I love коктейла.
Okay. I love коктейла. Cool.
No, I think that's such a like interesting коктейла, you know?
Okay, I'm wondering, do you ever feel insecure about yourself? You know, you having to constantly keep up and be beautiful all the time. Do you ever feel insecure if you're like noticing specific girls are following your man, or just like you see some hot girls and you're like, oh, why do I look like that? Like, what if he leaves me for this girl? Like, do you feel
No, honestly, I'm never like, oh, what if he leaves me for this girl? If he were to go do that, that's his life. I'm an amazing girlfriend. No, for real.
You are.
The shit I do, and I'm so understanding of him because I love him unconditionally. And if that were to be the case, then that would be it, babe. Like, I'm not going to be like, take me, I'll do anything. I'm doing the best I can. I'm a great girlfriend, so no, I'm not worried. But the one thing that I don't like is disrespect from females when they know he's in a relationship. Like, there can be other artists sometimes, or
they just don't care. It's crazy.
They don't care, you know? They'll like be hanging out with him and post him, and like one time he was hanging out with this like entertainer, and she was posting like very close with him. I literally got messages from my family who saw they had posted stories saying like, what is this? Like, why is he so close with this girl? And I have to be like, I looked at the stories and I thought, yeah, they are close. Like, that made me feel bad. So then I said to him, look, what is that? And he was like, oh, my love, you know me, I'm just friendly. And this girl, she's super friendly with everybody. And I was just like, okay, whatever. I trust you. I'm not accusing you of like, oh my God, did you do something? No.
Because at this point, you have to get used to it. So like the relationship wouldn't last if you got insanely freaked out over every single thing.
If I was a fucking detective, no way.
Yeah.
If I was a little FBI, no.
You would just exhaust yourself.
Oh God, I don't have time for that. I have my own life as well. So, but I do say things to him if I ever feel disrespected. I don't think you should hold that in. I don't think you should make problems about every little thing. But if something is bugging you and if you feel disrespected, speak up. You know, this is not a man's world. We're equal. And I don't think that we should have to be quiet and no, oh, that's his life. No, if you make me feel bad, you're going to know.
Yeah, that's one good thing about you. You're a communicator. And I do love that you, like, even in New York, when we woke up in the morning, like, you saw some tabloids and some girl, the entertainer, I think, maybe, she was really close to him.
The
and
entertainer, showbiz, baby.
You were like, are you kidding me? But I remember, like, you stayed calm. And I was watching you, you know, you literally have to wake up to a million texts from people. What's going on? You have to pretend like, oh, everything's fine before you even reach out to him and ask him. But what you do is, what I've noticed with you, when you do communicate, you don't text it, you FaceTime him right away.
Of course.
You said to see like a person's face expressions, because it's harder for them to, like, I feel like they have to, you said.
Things can get lost in text message, and I think it's best to communicate face to face. If something's bugging you, you FaceTime and you say, what's going on? You know, and always calm. There's no need to attack anybody. I'm not trying to be someone's mother. I'm not trying to be a cop to somebody, you know? I let my boyfriend live his life. But like I said, if I ever feel disrespected, he's going to know.
No,
just like he would do the same for me.
Yeah. No, but honestly, I respect that a lot because I feel like my issue, and we've been friends for a good time for you to see, is that sometimes I'm upset and I can't process my thoughts properly and I'll send aggressive texts.
Yes. No.
And then
no.
If, you know, versus me thinking of my thoughts, staying calm, and then I'll be too scared to call them or FaceTime them because I don't like it's awkward for me. So almost like I'd rather send a stupid text, and I prefer your method, obviously, much
right
more.
Well, you can't react based off emotions. You always have to like take the information, breathe, and then figure out what you're gonna do.
That sounds like my last episode about how to have a G-spot orgasm. She was like, you have to like take away your emotions, like breathe and get through it.
Really?
Yeah, you should listen to it.
I'm gonna listen after.
So has there ever been a time where it felt like it was too much for you with the fans hate attacking you or going on time or all the rumors, tabloids? Like, has there ever been a time where you were literally just ready to walk away?
I think more towards the beginning of the relationship when I couldn't handle it because it was so foreign to me. And I was getting attacked from all angles, and even from like the press would attack me, and not just like on social media, but like, I've been attacked on so many things, babe. Even my appearance. Some hater fans like have pulled up photos of me. Yeah. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this because I want to make this very clear. Okay. Some hater fans have pulled up photos of me from when I was 15, when I was 16, 17, 18. Okay. Yes, I look different. I'm 27 now, but they've created this whole story that I've gotten my nose done and I've done my chin and done my eyes and all this crazy shit. Let me tell you one thing. I have not done any plastic surgery. The only thing I have done is filler. I have filler in my lip. Okay. And I used to be fatter and thinner and then fatter. So my face used to be very thin. And right now I'm a bit fuller. So my face is just more round. That's all. And I get Botox. But besides that, I want a nose job.
You don't like, need it.
No, girl. I do because it's crooked.
No, don't.
I need the nose job.
You don't want to look like every other girl with like
no, no, but nose I don't want in. To. I have a deviated septum. Look, I can't breathe. No. Look,
I
can't breathe
out of this. I have a deviated septum too.
Girl, I can't breathe out of this nostril. I just
breathe
went
out of the other one. You're good.
I know, but sometimes when I'm no. So when I'm seeing all these articles pop up, like I get criticized for,
and they create accounts for that too.
Oh my, you've seen the accounts, right?
Yeah, because those accounts will like DM her. She has hater accounts where it's like Natalia has plastic surgery, uh-huh. And they'll DM me, they'll comment after me, they'll comment on my Instagram, and it's like, look, Natalia's being exposed for plastic surgery. It's like, why would I care? Like, why are you telling me?
No, but it's just funny. I'll never forget. There was one news outlet. They made a story, babe. It was so freaking evil, of an old photo of me. And it was on a story on Instagram, okay? And they warped the face. Uh-huh. It was so sick. I literally almost threw up when I saw this because I thought, this is why our society is so messed up, because you take a photo of someone who's in the public eye right now from when I was 18, and they literally, it looked like they did a screen grab video of warping, you know, like pulling the eyes, mm-hmm. pulling the lips, and they made me look like a clown from this old photo of me. Yeah. And I wrote to them and I said, what is this? What is this promoting? This is hate and this is so cruel. They replied right away. They were like, we're so sorry. Oh my gosh, we didn't mean that. And then they took it down. But I thought,
but once they put it up, like that's it, it's out there.
No, of course it was out there. But I just thought, like, this is why our society is messed up, because you're creating these standards of beauty. And what? So I got filler to make myself the best version of myself. There's nothing wrong with that. But you don't have to go bashing someone and putting it out in such a negative light. You know, I thought that was so cruel. And that's a moment where I felt very hurt, you know, being so exposed publicly.
When you feel those emotions or things like that happen, do you let Wait, should I keep calling him Maluma or should I say his real name?
His name is Juan. Yeah. I never call him Maluma, no.
Okay, so Maluma's name is Juan. So do you ever kind of, when you're feeling upset about it, tell him about it, or you don't want to bother him with silly things like that?
No, the great thing with him is I tell him everything. We're very transparent, very open. So I'll tell him, I'll be like, my love, you know, like sometimes it's a lot that I have to deal with. And he's like, I know. And it is what it is. He's very understanding. I'm very understanding of him. And he's very supportive.
That's good. Okay, so remember last year, I was working the VMAs. The VMAs were on.
Yes.
And Juan was performing.
Oh my God, I remember. You were like, I'm going to watch was it the VMAs or the?
I think it was the VMAs.
The Video Music Awards, right?
One of those, but I was working both of them.
Yes.
And he was performing, and I was excited to also see him perform. So I had to, you know, see the whole show. And then during the show, one of the dancers kisses Juan on the lips.
Yeah.
And I was mortified. And then right away, my thought process, like I knew it was platonic, but in my head, I'm like, oh fuck, here we go. Like, this is about to go down. So I remember first I was just posting about him, like, oh, so hot, looking good, like so proud of him. And then when the kiss happened, I was like, LOL, like they discussed it before. And then you were saying that as well. So like to kind of clear the air, because I knew people were going to freak out and I felt so bad for you. But that's like one of the things you have to put up with a smile.
It's crazy. I got so many messages. But I had your back. I love you. No, that was funny. But that is something that I don't even see as a big thing anymore, you know, but that was a moment where no, because that's a show. Okay.
Got a little annoyed.
No. That's a show. I told him before. Well, this is what's funny. It wasn't planned. It was the girl.
I know, but we all said it was planned.
Oh, right.
I'm just trying to be extra transparent, but that's just kind of the stuff you sometimes have to go through because you don't want to deal with it.
Of course.
He also didn't know it was going to happen, but to make it seem better, you came out and you were like, oh, guys, I already knew it. And I said the same thing. Because I got live DMs like, oh, that's your friend? Well, he's cheating on her. And I was like...
He's cheating publicly.
Yeah. And it's like, no. She said they're all friends. Like she knew everything's good, but you didn't know.
Yeah. No, I didn't know. But I did say to him, I was like, this awards show, anything goes. And I think the girl took that opportunity. And he even said in an interview recently, he said that he thinks maybe she just wanted fame or recognition from that moment. And I wasn't against the moment. I think it was kind of funny. It definitely made people talk, and that's good. That's good for him.
Well, I think as long as you're aware and you know what's about to happen.
But now when I see that girl, I just look at her because she's one of his dancers.
Is she still one of his dancers?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
I know. And I'm like, hi. No.
But like as usual, you stay composed.
No, I don't. Of course.
Handle like, yourself well.
At the end of the day, he's an entertainer. As well. And I'm an entertainer as well. But with that being said, I don't feel the need to go kiss anybody, you know?
Unless,
but,
of course, it was like for the movie or show video.
Yes. If it's for a movie, if it's for a show, whatever. And it's not like he went on the stage being like, oh, I'm going to kiss this girl.
No, she, if you watch the video, she went, it was like in the middle of the show and she just kissed him like a peck on the lips. It wasn't like they were making out.
Yeah, of course.
But she just went for it and she wants exactly. She shot her shot. What is it? She shot.
She shit her shot.
But
she shot her shot. She was like, this is my moment.
Yeah. But I'm happy that like I was a good friend.
No, but it was just funny.
Yeah.
Because I remember my mom texting me and she was like, I just saw the show.
Yeah, I mean, that's the worst part of being in the public eye, that everyone sees everything and so you can't keep anything private.
Yeah.
Does that bother you sometimes?
You can't keep anything private. Like, even if like you were to hide something, it would just be known. Because when you're that public, like you can't hide anything.
Does that bother you sometimes?
Sometimes it bothers me, but like he's never had me feel disrespected. Like he's never had me feel like, oh my God, this is absolutely out of control, ever. Okay. There have been little things where I've been like, what is this, you know? But at the end of the day, he's never done anything really crazy, and he's been very respectful of our relationship.
Do you guys ever set boundaries in order to be able to keep this a successful relationship? And I mean like boundaries in a way where like, don't have sex on camera with other people or whatever. I mean, boundaries maybe expectations or something. It's kind of like, because we are a long distance couple, it's like either we have to say goodnight every night, or we can't go more than 2 weeks without seeing each other. You know, right. Do you guys have something specific that you do in order to be able to maintain this long distance relationship?
Yeah, we don't see each other. We don't go past 2 weeks without seeing each other. I think for any couple, if you're long distance, I don't think it's healthy to go longer than that. Problems could happen. I don't think it's, you need to see your partner, definitely. And we're both young and there's a lot of things going on.
He's younger.
He's 25. I'm 27. Mm-hmm. 2 years. But yeah, so we do see each other often. We communicate. We always communicate, whether it's FaceTime, a phone call. We text good morning, good night, and we text all throughout the day. We're always letting each other know what's going on in each other's lives. And there's never a moment where I'm like, where is he? What is he doing? No, he's always attentive and he's a great boyfriend. So I'm very lucky.
You guys never go a day or two without talking?
Oh, God, no. Busy? Oh, God, no. No matter how busy we are, we always let the other person know. And oh, one of Julieta's hairs just flew.
She also farted a few times and I smelt it, but I didn't want to say anything because you were like in the middle of talking, so I didn't want to ruin it. So I just like, I smelt it and I let
She's
it go.
She's so sweet. I love that little
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's fine.
But yeah.
What's the most romantic thing he's ever done for you?
Oh my gosh. He's so romantic. It's crazy because like in life, before I met him, I thought, okay, if you want like a really hot guy, he's going to be a fuck boy. He's going to like not pay attention to details and whatever. Or if you want like the guy to be charming and romantic and everything, he's going to be maybe not attractive, you know? With this guy, I literally have everything because he is so handsome, beautiful on the inside and outside. And he's so attentive to details. Like the amount of times he surprised me with roses and candles and doing like these really romantic things, even like just romantic dinners. Recently, we just celebrated our 2-year anniversary. We celebrated like a lot, like because we weren't physically together. I was in Mykonos shooting a project and he was somewhere in Europe. But I got home at night to my villa in Mykonos and he had every red rose from the island sent to my villa and spread out in this huge pathway that led to the bed in a room filled with roses with a love letter and a printout of like one of our favorite photos together. And it was so freaking romantic, like the detail he went with that, because we said we were going to celebrate our anniversary together in Ibiza like a few days after, and we did. And that was romantic too. It was like balloons and roses and amazing dinner and massage, and it was just so special. He's always doing these very special little details that men forget about, especially when you've been with someone for some time, but he remembers, and he makes me feel very loved and very good. So
yeah, that's amazing. Like this one time this guy paid for my Uber home and I was like, wow, he's a keeper. So it's crazy. It's like same but different.
Let me tell you, do not settle for a man who's not gonna do not settle for this Uber man.
I feel like now the more I learn to love myself, the more I set kind of what my expectations, and right. I don't care if someone thinks I'm high maintenance, like that's cool, like you can go. Mm-hmm. So far I'm alone. I'm kidding, but I've gotten picky because I've learned what I want, and like hearing stories like that, like I want that from a partner.
But here's the thing, like it's not even like roses and gifts, not even that. He's
making you feel special.
He calls me yeah. Every day. He's like, baby, let me know when you land. Whenever I take a flight, let me know when you land. Let me know how you are. Did you eat today? Did you get a good night's sleep? Like he's so attentive.
What was the most romantic thing you did for him?
Oh man, I've done a lot of things.
Okay, just like one.
Oh gosh. One time I did a roses thing too one time but it was a fail. This is hilarious. So one time we were in Miami and he was working in the music studio all night, and I thought he was gonna be done at 7 p.m. and we hadn't done anything romantic in like a month or two, you know, so I wanted to like spice something up. So I got beautiful lingerie. I ordered roses and did the whole rose petals and candles and everything. And I went and found his favorite wine. It was like this rare ass wine, freaking expensive. Okay. But I went to three different, what do you call it? Liquor stores to find it because it's like the best wine you could ever get. And I thought he was going to be done from his music session at 7:30 PM. So like, imagine me waiting in the hotel room with this beautiful new Agent Provocateur lingerie, the roses, everything.
You're just sitting there for
like, no, literally waiting. Like sitting there with the wine, like ready to have this romantic, sexy night with the bath running. And then he's like, baby, I'm still in the studio. Gonna be a little later. You want to come here? And I was like, it's fine. I'll wait. So I'm like, I'll wait. It's fine. You won't be that long, right? And he's like, I really don't know. So it's better if you come to the studio and then we just go back from there. And I'm thinking, fuck, I have a surprise and you got to come back now, you know? So I let 2 hours go by. He's still in the studio. Let another 2 hours go by. And then I'm like, shit, like, here I am just sitting and waiting. So eventually I just change, go to the studio, and then he was recording until 5 a.m. So then we come back to the hotel room and he opens up the door. He's exhausted from working all night. And he sees all this surprise. And I'm like, surprise, I didn't know you were going to be working that long. And he was like, oh, my love, I love it. But he was so tired. It was like, it was poorly planned.
No, that wasn't a fail. That was still so sweet because it's a thought that counts. And you tried also, like, when he does surprises for you, he has so many people working for him. They do all that. Like, you went through, like, looking for different liquor stores for the wine. And you did so much. So I feel like that's really sweet in general.
No, definitely.
Like, you tried.
Definitely.
Okay, so.
I tried. I made it.
Question. A while back, he did a music video with Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
And did you like watching Madonna suck his toe in their music video? Did you meet Madonna?
I met her, yes. I met her and she was very sweet.
She has a British accent, right?
She does have an accent, I noticed. I think she's adorable. I think she's so cute. But when I saw her suck his toe, it was very graphic and I was like, is it necessary? But at the same time, that's entertainment, baby. This is showbiz. And
this is showbiz.
That's just another entertainer. You know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah. Plus, like, you can't. It's like, and it's Madonna. No,
the funniest part is that wasn't in the script for the video.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And so I was like, oh, well, we're freestyling over here on these sets.
How did Juan react? He was like, all right, we're doing that.
I think he was just like, all right, we're doing it. He's really cool. He like goes with the flow with things, but.
No, because sucking your toe, it's like, I feel like someone should let you know before they do that. In general, it just feels like
it's a different moment, you know?
You like, suck my finger, but like my toe, like what?
Suck my finger, but my toe, whoa. That right? It's kind of intriguing.
Yeah, maybe she was like, watch what an older lady can do.
Maybe. She,
I'm kidding.
I think she's a cute lady, totally.
Of course. No, I'm kidding. I'm just like, it's effing Madonna. Like, she's an icon. Obviously, she knew what was going to make
everyone's toes.
She knew what was going to make the music video good. She's obviously incredibly professional.
Of course.
But again, it's good that you weren't like running onto the set. Fuck you!
Fuck you for sucking his toes. Only I suck his toes and I swallow them.
Do you suck his toes?
No.
Okay. I should think about that now.
I don't understand the whole foot fetish people have sometimes. It's
not for me.
Not for me either. No.
Okay. So another question that I have, since we focus so much on Juan, aka Maluma, and you know all the fans he has. I mean, you're still a beautiful girl. You have your own career. And yeah. A lot of times people forget that you're not known for being his girlfriend. Like, you were also known before him. So. Yeah. Since you guys met on Instagram, since he reached out to you, do you ever have guys hitting you up still in your DMs?
Girl, all the time. From actors to soccer players to basketball players, any kind of player tries to slide in my DM. It is sick. Like, sometimes I'm like, should I put these motherfuckers on blast? Because these are like...
This is a place if you wanted to.
These are... I'm not that type of girl, but let me tell you. It is really crazy the way the world is, the way people see the world. Like, oh, this couple, I love them so much. Yet, like, someone's boyfriend is sliding in my DM. And I'm thinking, do you not see that I post my boyfriend and I'm so in love with him? Like, what makes you think that I'm... just because maybe they're like some big actor or something, they think they could try, you know. I don't understand men's mentality. Maybe they just shoot their shot as well and then see what they can do.
Do you ever respond or no?
God, no. I look at them, I screenshot, I send to my best friend and I'm like, the fuck is this? And I wanna like, no, but I would never.
Does that ever make you then worried and scared? Like, is my man doing that then?
I trust my boyfriend completely.
Well, you have to because of the situation you're in. I feel like you don't have a choice.
I no, of course. I trust him. It is interesting to me, though. It shows me how some men are. And I'm like, whoa, like a man who would post his wife and his baby all over his profile.
Sounds like a basketball
huge,
player.
Who's a huge, yes, who's a huge public figure is sliding in my DM saying, hey, beautiful, how are you? Like, what? Are you crazy, fool? Are you crazy? I could screenshot that and put that on my story. Are you out of your head? Why would you do that? Especially when I show how in love I am with my boyfriend. I'm not looking for anyone else. I have the most beautiful boyfriend in the world. I don't need to go jump in anyone's DM and talk to them. No way. If I wanted that, I would not be in my relationship. You know, I'm a very loyal woman and that's disgusting.
Do you ever let Juan know how wanted you are just so he knows he's not the only one getting all these fans?
No, I actually never tell him. It's funny, like people that are big public figures who maybe have met him, maybe know him, that try to slide in my DM. No, I just ignore it. I ignore it and I don't bring it up to him because I don't want him to, like, what do I need to be like, oh, baby, this guy wants me. No, of course they want me. And he would know that. That's why he's with me. No, for real. So it's like,
I love that. It's confidence.
So, exactly, babe. You have to be confident. To be in my shoes, you have to be super confident. And no, but it is a fact that these guys are promiscuous. And I get a lot of girls lately.
For the threesomes?
No, not just the threesomes. Like girls like, hey, beautiful, how are you? Are you based in LA?
Sounds like me. Let me
first say. No, but.
Okay, so what do you think about our modern dating culture? The fuckboys, thirsty girls, keeping the romance alive, you know, spicing it up. Like, do you feel like social media has ruined the modern, although social media has helped your relationship because that's how you met.
It's crazy.
But do you think it's also ruins it because people just slide into your DM whenever they feel like it? Like, what do you think about, do you feel like it's dating is harder now than it maybe was even 2 years ago?
Everything is so accessible. It is so easy. Yeah, for a guy to slide in my DM, a girl to slide in a guy's DM. Damn, loyalty is hard to find, you know? And like I said, my boyfriend has never made me feel like he's never like gone missing on me, or he's always attentive. He's always made me feel like I'm the one woman in his life. And if that is any different, then he must be real, real fucking good, because he's never made me feel like, where is he? What is he doing?
Because you guys always communicate.
Because we're always communicating. That makes you feel safe. It makes me feel great because I always know, I always feel good. You know, he never leaves me wondering or he never leaves me feeling insecure about the relationship ever. And that is something I'm so grateful for. So like even when I do see entertainers around him and stuff, he's still staying in touch with me and letting me know what's up, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, but with all that being said, dating these days are crazy. Like, I feel like a lot of women I know just can't find a good guy. It's the same stories on repeat. And you as
like,
well.
We were in New York and I was talking to some guy. He did one thing like that. And right away you just knew and you were like, no, drop him.
No.
We're done.
Exactly. Do not give your energy. Like, God, it just gives me a headache thinking about it. Because when I was single, the amount of assholes and idiots I was dating was just like, it was everybody.
Yeah, I remember we were in New York and I was sad about that guy, or maybe about two guys, I don't remember. But
it was two guys.
Okay, whatever. It makes me sound bad. So just focus on one guy. But I had expectations and I felt let down, especially with the main guy. The other guy, like, I mean, it was like an ex. So it's not like I was sleeping with that one, and I felt let down by the main guy. And I remember, like, I was like, well, of course, like, Natalia, like, you can't relate because, like, this guy's so huge and he wanted you, but I feel so, am I not good enough for this guy, blah, blah. And then you made me feel better because you let me know, like, well, before Juan, like, for a good amount of time, I was going out and these guys also let me down and they made me feel this way and blah, blah. And I finally found my person. And I feel like that kind of gave me hope and it made me feel better that even looking at you and your like amazing relationship, that you were still, you still went through what I went through. Cause I just assume like you go out with any guy and he's like, please marry me. And yeah. for me, they're like ghosting me. And I'm like, what am I
please
doing wrong?
Marry me.
You know?
Is this it? Is yeah. this finally it?
So like,
are we done now? Is this the one?
So that made me feel better that
there's so many douchebags out there, and it's because of it is social media. Yes, helped relationships. A lot of my friends met their partner or boyfriend on social media, but also it breaks up a lot of relationships, because if you have one problem with your couple, you know, and then you go meeting someone else and then you take that energy from someone else, it just screws up everything. Games is what breaks relationships. When one takes too long to reply, so then the other one takes 3 hours, and then the other one's just like, well, fuck this. If they're giving attention elsewhere, I'm not going to put energy into this. And then automatically it's a miscommunication, and that's when the fuckery starts.
Oh my God, that's so, oh my God. Now you just, I feel like I almost, this new guy that I started talking to, I feel like, I don't know if we're talking or not, but I feel like I'm suddenly playing a game where I'm like, should I respond? Should I not respond? Then I purposely don't respond.
No.
And now as you're saying that, I feel silly.
You can't, you shouldn't do that. If you want games, then don't, then you're not going to have a relationship.
Then go on the playground.
So literally, it's like, you got to communicate and you got to be patient and calm. Yeah. If you're crazy and you're, but you're too tired to be crazy.
I am too tired. I'm not even that crazy. Like, I make jokes about being crazy, but I'm not like, I don't scream or anything like that.
It's just your facial expressions.
My facial expressions.
Like when you saw my dog today. gave me a death look. Oh my God.
Yeah, my face expressions. But I think in the past, my crazy would be that I would just build it up because I hold it in and I didn't know how to communicate. So my crazy came out where I'm upset about a lot of things, or I just like cut it off right away. I just stopped talking to you versus just saying like, hey, this hurt me, because I couldn't handle my ego bruising, or I couldn't handle rejection. Like, what if I tell them this person that hurt me and they just not going to care?
Get past the ego, babe.
I agree, because then you're spending maybe a year with someone who, if he didn't give a shit about your feelings after the first 2 months and you would have found out because you communicated, you would have been able to just let him go.
Exactly.
And a lot of times we don't even realize the guys are also confused because you were miscommunicating.
Because women are from Venus and men are from Mars. We are so different.
Yeah.
We are completely different species.
Do you see yourself marrying Juan?
We're very young right now to marriage. Oh gosh, that's such a commitment and that's such a serious thing. If I'm going to get married again, that's going to be the guy that I will be married to for the rest of my life.
So is it Juan though? Do you see a future with him like that?
We're so young. I see my future with him, but I don't, I'm not like, you know, I'm not like, let's get married right now. No, you know.
No, but in your head, you don't have to get married right now, but in your head, it's kind of like, oh, this is my person.
He's my person.
He's the person I'm going to end up with.
He's my twin flame for sure. Aww. Definitely. Definitely. I love him with all my heart and soul.
You're a Capricorn. He's an Aquarius.
I know. I remember when you looked at the chart, you were like, that doesn't work. You know what, though? It requires a lot of patience. A lot of patience and a lot of communication.
Jinx.
You owe me a
cup of tea. No, but also a lot of things say, they say that brother and sister signs, so it's like your next sign, you guys can end up being very similar, so it can still work with your brother, quote unquote, sign.
Crazy, we're so similar, but we're also so different. Yeah. But when I, like, honestly, he is the best sex of my entire life. I mean, before him, I don't remember being with anybody else.
Do you orgasm with him every time? I just had the sex suck episode. I need to, now I need details.
I can't go into full details about our sex life, but yes.
Why not?
Because it has to, it's private. It's private.
Okay, that's the one thing you guys keep private.
Yes, there's a one thing.
Good for you. I think it's good to like try new things with a partner that you're going to end up with. Like,
you are hilarious. No, no, he's so hot. I'm so attracted to him. I've never been more attracted to any human being on earth than this man.
No, that's good. Imagine if you're like, he's so hot. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah. He is so fucking sexy. Like, the things I would do to him. Like, imagine if I just started talking like that.
No, I have a friend who has said that to me.
I think that's disrespectful.
Isn't that crazy? But this girl's a little wild, so.
Oh, she's not a close friend.
No. She's just like a one of those like wild, like acquaintance type of friends. She's like, yeah, your boyfriend, damn, most beautiful guy. And I'm like, okay.
So you have to like stay friends with her, but keep her at a distance. I just feel like for me in general, like a guy can be the most beautiful, most talented person in the world. But the minute one of my good friends locks him down, I just don't even see him that way. It's just kind of like my brother, my cousin or something.
Well, you are rare, my friend, because I would never trust. I have my friends, you know, but I don't keep a lot of friends around my relationship, because I've been in a relationship before where I was with my partner and then we split. And then the next day he started dating my best friend.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that stung so hard, because in the moment he was like, this is my ex. He was like, oh, I don't like that girl at all. She's so not attractive. Why do you hang out with her? And then she would say to me like, oh, why are you with him? You know, like the complete opposite of what they want you to. But it's funny because you learn from lessons. So now if anyone ever says that about anyone, I would be like,
I actually read somewhere that, I don't know if it was like a joke or real, but they literally says it's always the girl your man talked the most shit about that he's gonna hook up with right after you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's almost like to make you feel overly safe. They're definitely just compensating, and definitely they're really just dying to see what
this
her vagina looks
gross.
Like.
Gross. She's disgusting. Ugh. I would never. Like, did I even ask you? Why are you just rambling about this chick?
So, you know? True. So. I just think like guys come and go, and you should really like I've talked about in my other episodes that you can't survive breakups and you can't survive life without good friends. Like, you need good friends to survive. And doing this thing where you decide to F over your friends for a boy, you will regret it, because it will most of the time, it will not last, and you will end up alone, and it will be so hard for you. So you need friends.
Friends last and the boys come and go.
Exactly. Definitely. Men come and go. Your friends will be there forever. So be there for them.
And there's so many men in the world. Why would you choose the man that's attached to your
friends? I think it has to do with like, oh, my friend's getting so much attention, I'm feeling insecure, I'm getting jealous, or I want that life. But if you even get to that point where you're looking at your friend, you're starting to feel jealous, and I've talked about this in another podcast where that's actually a toxic trait.
Yeah.
You have to like take a step back and be like, why am I not happy for my friend for being in a relationship? Like, I'm single and you're not, but no matter how many times we've been together and all the nice things one did for you while we were even hanging out together, like in New York, he did a whole spa day for you and he didn't do it for me, which was fine.
He did. That was so sweet.
Yeah, and I didn't even sit for a sec. And while I was going through my heartbreak with a guy, I wasn't sitting being like, that fucking sucks, being jealous of you. I was like, okay, have fun. I'll be home for a second being sad, but then end up going out. But still, mm-hmm. like, never in my thought process did it cross my mind to not be happy for you because I'm going through something bad.
Right.
And I think that's the way to continue a good friendship. It doesn't matter if that person, if your man is famous or not, don't try to get your friend's man. How you get him is how you lose him.
Exactly.
So, you know, keep your panties on, girls. Maluma is taken. Okay, if you weren't with Juan, who's your dream man? Who's your dream man?
My dream man. David Beckham when he was younger. I think he's so scrumptious.
But when he was younger.
He's still hot now. But like, you know, if he was Juan's age and Juan didn't exist, I would love him.
He has sons, though.
No, that's why I'm going back to when he was younger.
No, I'm saying he has sons. Wouldn't you just go for one of his sons?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, him. He's beautiful. But I also love like the traits of George Clooney. He seems like a really good guy. And that to me is always hotter than looks, you know? Yeah, George Clooney. Oh,
I don't have like a celebrity crush, so I don't know. I'm not really into that stuff. Just like, no. For me, like, I find you sexy, I want you, I'm going to reach out and right. I'm going to make it happen.
Oh, no, I'm talking about celebrity dream crush for you.
No, but even a celebrity guy that I wanted, like, I would reach out, you know.
Would you DM him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have done that before.
Yeah.
And like, if I like someone, like, I want to hang out with them, like, I'll make it happen. Like, I feel like, you know, this is 2019, you want something, go for it. I'm not saying be overly aggressive and like... nonstop, but you can make the first move. I have.
Uh-huh.
So
it's hot to make the first move.
I think so too.
I like it. I like to take control of situations.
Do you feel like people only know you as Maluma's girlfriend, and does it sometimes bother you since you have accomplished so much on your own?
It's crazy because I accomplished a lot on my own before being with him. And like, I was always in magazine covers, you know, like La Fochelle, Maxim, Esquire, as the model, Natalia. And then when I did this issue like a year ago for Cosmopolitan, I was so excited, you know, I I got booked on it for my modeling, but then they put on the cover Natalia, the girlfriend, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that's not my job, you know? And that made me very upset because I was like, it's not like I'm like someone's it painted me kind of like as an accessory, you know, right. And not my own self. So now I don't like to, now I'm like, if you're going to just recognize me as the girlfriend of, I don't want to be a part of it. But, I feel the need to do this podcast with you because people don't understand the pressure and the craziness that I deal with. And people think it's so easy and I live this glamorous life, and it is a glamorous life, but it's like, it's crazy. It kind of makes you feel overwhelmed and I don't know. It's kind of emotional.
No, emotionally you have to be very strong. And mm-hmm. like, I and don't I know am. If That's I would be thing. Able to put up with it.
I'm but you, very patient. Yeah. That's why. But don't get me wrong. I definitely I go through a lot in my head dealing with certain things and it gets frustrating. But at the end of the day, I'm very calm and very patient. And that are two traits that I'm so grateful to be, because if not, I would lose my shit.
Yeah.
And you can't. You know.
And what I love about it that you still, because I think you treat it like such a normal relationship and you don't put it in your head, they're like, oh my God, it's Maluma. It's like Swan for you, you know?
Of course.
So like even when we were in New York and he did something that annoyed you, I remember it was the same thing. You're like, you know what? I'm just gonna take my time before I respond to him. And right away you freaked out. That's why you got the spa day, whatever. He didn't do anything wrong, but you were irritated. And I love that you still, even after 2 years, you were still able to keep your head up high and not freak out. Like, well, if I don't, like, I have to respond because he's gonna leave me because it's Maluma.
No, you know? No, no.
I think that's how you keep a public eye relationship, when you're still able to be yourself, mm-hmm. you know?
No, of course. And like I said, like I've been saying this whole time, it's communication. We communicate about everything. I always communicate my feelings with him. I'm not gonna keep something in just because of who he is, you know?
Yeah, I remember you like communicated by FaceTiming him, telling him how you feel. I was upset at my guy and I send him a text and you were like, oh my God, stop sending those texts.
Yes, because they were crazy. They were aggressive and crazy. I remember you were showing me them and I was like, Violet, stop, stop. Stop.
But that's what's so stop important
while you're still at it
to show your friends. Yeah, sometimes I can't stop, but like I don't like to
can't
share
stop,
stuff.
Won't stop.
I don't. Yeah, me in a text. Can't stop, won't stop. Oh, and by the way, and I think like that was me, but
you catch more bees with honey than you do vinegar.
So true.
You know, men don't want to be attacked. They don't want to be nagged. You just have to be very calm. Look at the whole situation. But I think I'm this way because I'm a very conscious human being, you know, like I'm very like I just think so differently from a lot of people. I've experienced so much crazy things in my life, so much insane shit. I'm going to write a book soon about all of it. But to the point now where like nothing phases me.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm human. I get frustrated, but everything works out at the end of the day. That's why I don't trip. I'm always just like,
I love that mindset.
You know, it's like, why get angry? Why get emotional? If you let the emotions take over, you lose yourself every time. And that is a meme I saw on Instagram yesterday. But it's so true, you know?
Yeah.
Don't react off your emotions. Don't base anything off your emotions. Process the information, breathe, understand what's going on. And everything is perspective. And that's how I live. And that's why I'm doing a pretty good job right now.
So what's next for Natalia? Like, what are you working on next right now?
A lot of projects. Just booked a feature film. Can't say much about it yet, but it's very exciting. Secret feature film project, because your girl's an actress. going on a mini tour with Esther, my DJ partner in Europe. Releasing music with her. Shooting the next global guest campaign. Really excited about that. And yeah, everything in between. So
fucking my hot ass boyfriend,
enjoying my life with my boyfriend and my little dog.
When are you seeing Juan next?
In 2 days, we're going to Miami with our moms. I'm aww, so excited because so I love my mom. She's my best friend, and then I love his mom. She's like my other mom, like I said. And
she speaks Spanish.
Well, my mom speaks Spanish fluent. And his mom does, obviously. So I'm excited. It's just going to be like us in Miami having bonding time with our moms.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Hey, I'm gonna sing for you now.
This is, by the way, whoever's not watching the YouTube video and you're just listening to the podcast and you're kind of like, what is happening in the studio? This is like literally Natalia's personality, which is what I love about her, because she just has random bits of like,
I'm like so fun. Random. I'm so, random.
But it's like, it's very sweet and genuine. And that's what I really like about you.
I
you know?
Love you. We're such a good balance. We're like so.
We've talked about that too.
I know.
You get to really know someone when you travel with them.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times I travel with people and we don't speak after that. Because I can be intense. I'm not going to like, I can be intense.
You
could
be
with.
Very intense. I could be a little too chill. You could be too intense. But then we meet
we
in
balance
the middle.
Each other and you we chill me out.
I love
you. You know? Me too. So like we've traveled a few times to New York together and like we were always good.
Uh-huh. Always good. No, yeah. The last thing I'm going to leave y'all with is don't take life too seriously. Don't take anything too seriously. Just go with the flow, flow with the energy around you. And then you're never going to get upset. You're never going to feel like frustrated, too frustrated or hurt, you know, just go with the flow. And also, like I said before, everything is perspective. Try to see the perspective of every situation always, and you won't feel as bad over a guy, over a girl, over work.
Always
anything.
Be your own person too.
Always be your
that's
own
what
person.
You're doing.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Don't
keep
make
your
man
career.
Your world.
Don't chase your man. My boyfriend and I, we meet in the middle. Yes, I see him a lot. I put in a lot of effort in the relationship and so does he. If it wasn't that way, I wouldn't be with him.
Can't be all one-sided.
No. Never.
Regardless who he is, he has to put in the effort.
Exactly. And it's special because like being with my family is so important to me, and he still makes it a point to go out of his schedule to say, okay, we're going to spend these days with your family, because I'm always with his family. They're always on tour with us. So he has it a little easier because he always gets to see his family. But then he's like, but we need to see your family as well. And then he makes the time for that as well. So a relationship cannot be one-sided or else it can't work. You have to meet your partner in the middle and work together.
I love that.
To keep it hot.
All right, so where can we find you? Your Instagram handle is at Natalia.
At Natalia, and my music Instagram is at Natalia and Esther. And yeah, I'm also on YouTube, Natalia and Esther. And I'm going to be posting more vlogs as well. I just shot my first one in Mykonos, my favorite place in the world. And I'm going to be posting another one from Ibiza and Montenegro.
It's Ibiza, actually.
Ibiza. It's Ibiza.
Thank you. Go on.
I'm doing vlogs more because people base what they see off my Instagram as who I am. And that's not, I'm trying to change that because you know me. I have a lot of personality. I'm a very vibrant and very expressive person. And through photos, you can't see that. So
yeah.
I started this new little vlog routine where everywhere I travel to, wherever I'm working, shooting or DJing or with my boyfriend, I'm vlogging along the way so you guys can get a closer look at my life.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people would be interested to see like the real you and who you are behind the Instagram pictures. And you are a very real person. And I'm happy that you were able to share some moments that were not so easy for you that you had to deal with. And I think people would probably love to see sometimes the Natalia without makeup or like Natalia is in annoyed mood. Or not in annoyed mood, but like something you overcame.
Hey, Instagram. I'm so pissed off today. No.
Obviously said, like, you know, handle the emotions first. But something you overcame, like to share that with your audience, I think they'll really appreciate it. Because I think a lot of times we see people on social media or celebrities and we're just like so jealous because their life looks perfect and their relationship looks perfect. And sometimes it's nice to know that it's not that perfect or almost like, shit, you would much rather... want to date a normal person than like someone in the public eye, because it is really hard.
Right.
I did struggle in the beginning. Like it did take a lot of emotional strength for me to get through it. So, you know, like that's why I'm happy that you got to come on here. And plus I got to finally see you. I haven't seen you in months.
I know. I haven't been in town. I literally come for a day or two to change my bags. Mm-hmm. And then I leave again. It's crazy. My schedule's out of control right now. I'm always in a different place for 2 to 3 days. And then
wild. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on Too Tired to Be Crazy, Natalia.
Thank
I had
you.
So
and much I'm fun literally with you. Too tired to be crazy. It's why I'm so calm.
Me, I'm so calm too. Aren't I calm?
You have moments of crazy.
I come off intense, but I'm calm. Like I don't.
Yeah, true. It's an intense calm.
I'm intense, but I'm very calm. And plus, my crazy is never like you are a piece of shit, blah blah blah. It's more like we talked about intense is, you know what? Maybe this isn't working out, but yeah. I've been working on that.
No, and that's better. Great. That's great. Yeah. Communication is everything, even with everything. Friends.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And don't forget, you guys, to write me a review, give me 5 stars, and reach out to Natalia if you have any questions. Reach out to me. And thanks again so much for listening to Too Tired to Be Crazy on every Thursday. I love you guys. Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.